Well, let's begin Tofresh Tzadik Gimel, which is on page 318. Achar Kriya Samagilo Biarvis, Omer Viata Kadosh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah right away. Where's the Kaddish Tiskabel fitting in over here? Ayin b'mogen Avraham shemitzade de achar shmona esrei omer kaddish sholim in tiskabel v'chein kosev elio rabba. So let's try to analyze this issue of kaddish tiskabel. On the one hand, in a classical ma'ariv, immediately after shmona esrei, when the tzibur finishes its tefillah v'lachash, the shatz will recite kaddish tiskabel. On the other hand, this is a little bit of a tricky situation. Why? Because we still have the Atta Kodosh. So we definitely want to implement the same structure that we do, the same sequence that we do on Motzi Shabbos, where we delay and postpone the Kaddish Tiskabel till after the Atta Kodosh. But now the question becomes, what about Kriyas HaMegillah? Where do you fit Kriyas HaMegillah in? Is that wedged in between the Shmon Esrei and the Viata Kadosh, so that we're going to wait not only until Viata Kadosh, but first of all, we're going to wait till after the Kriyas HaMegillah? Or shall we say no? That Kriyas HaMegillah is a separate entity, and we could recite Kaddish Tiskabel even before the Megillah. The Megillah is not connected to the Tefillah itself. When we postpone Kaddish Tiskabel, it's only because we're trying to extend Tefillah. But Kriyas HaMegillah is not an extension of Tefillah, it's a mitzvah unto itself. So the Mishnah Berurah addresses this and starts by quoting a number of poskim, amongst them the Mogen Avraham and the Elio Rabba. And they say that we should recite Kaddish Tiskabel after Viata Kodosh. Let's read it inside. The Achar Shmon Esrei Omer Kaddish Sholem Im Tiskabel V'chein Kosvel Yo Rabba. The Achar Amiras V'Ata Kadosh Shomer Machar Kriyas HaMegillah Yomer Kaddish Sholem Below Tiskabel. So it means we're going to take the pattern of a classical Ma'ariv, not the Ma'ariv of Motzi Shabbos, where you postpone the Kaddish Tiskabel until after V'Ata Kadosh. Here, we're not going to wait until V'Ata Kadosh. The V'Ata Kadosh is way down the line. It's after Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, we're going to follow the pattern of every single night of Ma'ariv, with the exception, again, of Motzi Shabbos. And we're going to recite Kaddish Sholem with Kaddish Tiskabel immediately following Shmon Esrei. Then, we have the following question, but there should be a Kaddish Sholem after the Atta Kadosh, which follows the Kriyas HaMegillah. That Kaddish Sholem will be a Kaddish Sholem, but without Tiskabel, because we've already recited Tiskabel. So there are two Kaddish Sholems here. There's one Kaddish Sholem immediately after Shmon Esrei, and that's the Kaddish Sholem that separates the Megillah from the Tefillah. Megillah becomes a separate entity, independent of Tefillah, not related to Tefillah. And then we need another Kaddish Sholem after the Kriyas HaMegillah, because we have Viata Kadosh after Kriyas HaMegillah. That Kaddish is already a Kaddish Sholem without Tiskabel, because we've already recited Tiskabel after Shmon Esrei. And that's the opinion that he quotes. V'elio Rabba Kosav, to Yuchal Gamkin Lomit Tiskal V'yaksa Tiskal Tfilip Tiseder HaKedusha. Now the Elio Rabba wants to say that there's a Kaddish Sholem of Tiskabel following Shmon Esrei, and there's another entity which generates a Kaddish Tiskabel, and it's not Shmon Esrei, and that's called Seder Kedusha. That the Kedusha that we recite in Uvol Etzion, which is called the Atta Kadosh, because we don't start with Uvol Etzion, that Kedusha itself is like a mini, it's like a microcosm of Tefillah, and it requires a Kaddish Tiskabel. So according to Elio Rabba now, there are two Mechayvim of Kaddish Tiskabel. One is Shmon Esrei, and the other is Seder Kedusha, which means Uvol Etzion. So in fact, according to Elio Rabba, we're going to have two Kaddish Tiskabels. We're not embarrassed about repeating Tiskabel a second time, because the second Tiskabel is fundamentally different than the first Tiskabel, whereas the first Tiskabel is on Tefillah, the second Tiskabel is on Seder Kedusha. Now it's interesting that the the Mishnah Berurah has not presented another possibility, and that is that there is no Tiskabel until after the Kriyas HaMegillah. If you take a look, for example, the Be'er Heitev, he writes, V'omrim Kaddish Sholim below Tiskabel Yachar Kriyas HaMegillah. So he seems to also reflect the same approach as the Mishnah Berurah, completely excluding the possibility that the Kaddish Tiskabel should be postponed until after Kriyas HaMegillah.
You have the brachas after. So,
after the brachas. No, but here's my question. Brachas goes together with Megillah. It's one unit. My only question is, this unit of Kriyas HaMegillah, is it foreign to Tefillah? Is it an independent mitzvah that is not related to Tefillah at all? And therefore there's no reason to delay Kaddish Tiskabel immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, before Kriyas HaMegillah. There should be a Kaddish Tiskabel. That's the approach that they're taking. And if there's going to be a second Tiskabel because of what's called Seder Kedusha, that's going to be with a second Kaddish Olim after the Seder Kedusha. That has nothing to do with Kriyas HaMegillah. That has to do with Seder Kedusha. That's not going to repeat Tiskabel, or maybe it will repeat Tiskabel, and then you could vacillate back and forth on that question. But I'm suggesting a third approach. Forget about the two approaches, whether the Kaddish Tiskabel should be recited a second time after Volitzion, after V'yata Kadosh. Leave those two opinions out. I would suggest another possibility, that there should not be a Kaddish Tiskabel after Tefillah, because Kriyas HaMegillah is directly germane, it's related to Tefillah itself. And if Kriyas HaMegillah is related to Tefillah, and that seems to be indicated by the fact that we're going to recite V'yata HaKadosh after the Kriyas HaMegillah, so it's all one unit of Tefillah that's made up of three parts, of the Shmoneh Esrei, Kriyas HaMegillah, and V'yata HaKadosh, then that's the point in which you should recite Kaddish Tiskabel. Yeah, what were you saying? I'm sorry. But again, the bracha is not a problem for me, because bracha is part of the same unit as Megillah. We just have to figure out, where does Megillah fit in? If Megillah as an entity is a separate independent entity not related to Tefillah, I can read the Megillah in the middle of the night, right? Call a Laila Koshla Megillah, then we should be reciting Kaddish Tiskabel after Shmoneh Esrei. But if you want to suggest, and so far we haven't seen it in the literature yet, but I'm sure the Rishonim will say this, that the Kaddish Tiskabel should be postponed till after Megillah reading, because Megillah itself is part of Tefillah. We don't want to premature jump the gun and recite Kaddish Tiskabel before Tefillah has ended. Then, as far as the bracha is concerned, I have no problem. Then everything moves very smoothly. I'm not going to say Tiskabel until after the whole entity of Tefillah is completed. So I have Shmoneh Esrei, Megillah, and then I have V'yata Kadosh with the Seder Kedusha, and then we recite one single Kaddish Tiskabel. So far, I haven't seen that in what we're reading over here.
Tisha B'Av night after Echa. There's a
So they don't say Kaddish Tiskabel until after Eicha on the night of Tisha B'Av. Do we have that here in the Siddur? I'd love to check that out, but you know, until you find it, you don't even know if it exists. You know, Seder Leil Tisha B'Av. It's usually published in the Kinnis books.
Right.
So I don't know, we'll have to take that under advisement. Again, it's a research project. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's no Kaddish Tiskabel after Shmoneh Esrei on Leil Tisha B'Av until after Kriyas HaEicha, because Kriyas HaEicha is an extension of the Tefillah. And we can apply the same logic to Kriyas HaMegillah.
Although there may not be
Right, so you have to get me. I'm sorry, I plead the fifth until you get me a Kinnis book, which I don't. I know where to find one, but I just don't have the time to do that, you know. By the way, I see here the Dershu. That's the wrong body. Oh, you have the Dershu. So take a look if he mentions anything about the possibility of postponing, and if in the case we have, if indeed we have a precedent on Leil Only on Tisha B'Av. I just want to fill in one more line in the Mishnah Berurah because we didn't finish. He says, "B'shachris Yomer Chatzi Kadosh B'Av Z'achas Seder Kedusha Kadosh Shalem Im Tiskabel." Now the question is that before Kriyas HaMegillah or after Kriyas HaMegillah? That he doesn't spell out. I wish it would have been a lot clearer. In this Kinnis book, it seems to indicate that Kaddish Tiskabel is recited right after Shmon Esrei, before Eicha. And that's the same pattern that the Mishnah Berurah advocates on Leil HaSeder, on Leil Purim, that we should recite Kaddish Tiskabel immediately after Shmon Esrei, and then read the Megillah. But then the Mishnah Berurah adds that as far as Shachris is concerned, he says that Li'achar Seder Kedusha, he recites a Kaddish Shalom, and I suspect that that's after Megillah reading. Am I right? Now, if I'm right, which I'd love to know, he doesn't spell it out. He tells you to look in the Prima Godim. I don't have access right now to the Prima Godim. Then it really does seem that Megillah is part of Tefillah. Because otherwise, how could it be that it is postponed? How is it that we're going to delay the Kaddish Tiskabel until after Kriyas HaMegillah and after V'yata Kadosh? Kriyas HaMegillah now becomes like a wedge, a hefsek, a chatzitza between Shmon Esrei and Kaddish Tiskabel. And the answer has to be that Megillah is part of the tefillah. Now, if it's part of the tefillah by day, why shouldn't it be part of the tefillah at night? Meaning, if at night the Mishnah Berurah insists that Kaddish Tiskabel has to come before the Kedusha de Sidra, meaning the V'yata Kadosh, then why is the Kaddish Tiskabel by daytime postponed until after Kriyas HaMegillah? Meaning, if at night we want to make sure that the Tiskabel is not postponed until after the Megillah reading, obviously the Megillah reading is foreign, it's a different independent kiyum, it's alien to the Shmon Esrei, then why not apply the same logic by day, and we should be reciting Kaddish Tiskabel immediately after Shmon Esrei before Kriyas HaMegillah? Why? You know, you have to take a stand on this issue. Is Kriyas HaMegillah a hefsek? It's an independent kiyum, and therefore the Kaddish Tiskabel has to come before the Megillah, because otherwise the Megillah would be chotzeitz. It would be a hefsek between tefillah and Kaddish Tiskabel. Or no, the Megillah is an integral part of the tefillah, and therefore it's not a hefsek, and you could postpone and delay the Kaddish Tiskabel until after Seder Kedusha, meaning after Volitzia V'Yata Kadosh. And he seems to differentiate between the night and the day. What's the difference between the night and the day?
That's what he addresses here. He says there's a distinction.
Does he tell you why?
He says that
I would bet my bottom doubt that he's not going to tell you why.
He says there's a difference.
Okay, let's hear it. I'll be very happy if he comes up with a difference. Well, you have to be more.
Hefsek.
Right. That's he's talking about at night.
Right.
So what changes by day? Right, but what changes it by day?
So who writes this? Ha. What's the Aleph Reish?
Elio Rava. Yeah, but I'm asking something else, Ruven. If you could just pinpoint an answer to this one question. Why during the day is the Megillah not a hefsek? If it's a hefsek at night, it should be a hefsek during the day.
He says, so since that it's constant and always the hefsek Kriyas HaTorah, and Kriyas HaMegillah, the Hashav, that's considered the hefsek ben HaTefillah LeKadosh.
I'll tell you what he means.
Ma she'ein kein b'layla, she'ein derech hefsek ben HaTefillah LeKadosh.
I'll tell you what I think he's saying, if you want to listen to my point. My point is the following, that Kriyas HaMegillah at night and Kriyas HaMegillah by day are fundamentally different, one from the other. Kriyas HaMegillah by night is the kiyum of Pirsum HaNes, and Pirsum HaNes is totally irrelevant to Tefillah, and therefore it's a hefsek. But Kriyas HaMegillah by day is not Pirsa Vanes alone. Of course, it is Pirsa Vanes, but it's much more than that. It's Talmud Torah. It's the study of Torah. And insofar as it's a study of Torah, it is an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. It's part of the Kriyas HaTorah. Now, you can ask me a question, why in general is Kaddish Tiskabel postponed till after Kriyas HaTorah? And the answer is because Kriyas HaTorah is part and parcel of Tefillah. We integrate the Tefillah with the Torah into one entity, one indivisible unit. Now Megillah becomes an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. This Kriyas HaTorah from Torah Shebichsav, we're going to read the parasha of Amalek in Bishalach. Now there's Kriyas HaTorah from Tanakh, from Ksuvim. And that's a Ke'en HaFtorah. Just like we're mafter in the Navi, no one would say that we should recite Kaddish Tiskabel between Kriyas HaTorah and the HaFtorah. The HaFtorah is an extension of the Talmud Torah of the Kriyas HaParasha. So too, in the case of Megillah, at least by day, Megillah becomes an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. It has an additional element of Talmud Torah to it, and that additional element makes it part and parcel of the fabric of Tefillah. And therefore there's no way you could say, and there's no reason to say, that the Kriyas HaMegillah is a hefsek between the Shmon Esrei and the Kaddish Tiskabel. And the reason for this is because there's something called Kriya Minyan Shel Yom, that on every holiday we should be learning something from the Torah that sheds a light on Inyano Shel Yom. That was the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. We derive it from the pasuk Elu Moadi Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam. And Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking that we should read from the Torah on every holiday, mi Inyano Shel Yom. In the case of Purim, we have two kriyos, mi Inyano Shel Yom. We have the kriya of Parshas Bishalach, the end of Bishalach, and we have the kriya of the Megillah itself. Both of them form one entity of the fulfillment of the Takonis Moshe Rabbeinu of reading the Torah Binyan Shel Yom. Once we're reading the Torah Binyan Shel Yom, it's part and parcel of the Tefillah. There's a shiluv, there's an integration of Torah and Tefillah as one entity, and therefore there's no problem of a hefsek here if we postpone the Kaddish Tiskabel until after the Kriyas HaMegillah. All right, let's go on.
To the end and to look at the Mabushay Yom Tov for reasons.
Yeah, again, I don't think I need the Mabushay Yom Tov. I'm very satisfied with my understanding. Okay, let's go on. Now, the Mechaber says, V'imchal b'motzoi Shabbos. So we're talking about Purim on a Sunday, which means that the Kriyas HaMegillah is on Saturday night. Omer v'inoam kodem v'ata kodosh. That's true for every Motzi Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly why he feels compelled. What's the Chiddush here? Maybe he's talking about Havdalah. Just one second. If you look in the Beragola, he says, Kamo Bashar Yamos Hashana Achar Seder Kiddusha. I think that if I read this Be'er HaGola correctly, he's arguing that V'Noam and V'Ata Kadosh, and then we recite Havdalah, and the thrust is that the Havdalah is going to be delayed now. So you're going to have Kriyas HaMegillah, you're going to have V'Noam, V'Ata Kadosh, those who say V'Yitein Lecha. All this is going to postpone and delay the Havdalah. And that's based on a principle called Afuki Yoma Machrinon. We're allowed to extend Shabbos into Motzi Shabbos and delay Afuki Yoma, delay leaving the day behind. We're terminating the day. Let's just see if the Mishnah Berurah adds anything here in number days. He says, the Ramah says, V'yomer v'yitem l'chol v'korin ha-megil v'achkach mavdilim v'motzoi Shabbos achar avdol. So the v'yitem l'chol, we shouldn't misunderstand, is going to be delayed until after Avdol, after Seder Kiddusha, Kamo B'Shar Yemos Hashana, Masha Kosev Korin Amagila, Hu Inyan Bifnei Atzma. I'm not sure what he means by in Bifnei Atzma. I mean, he's trying to point out the Korinus of Megillah. And then v'yachkach mavdilim, that's not inyan b'fnei atzman, it's the whole Seder HaDvarim here, is really the thrust is to push and delay the Havdalah. And the Chiddush is that there's no problem in delaying Havdalah. And here the Mishnah Berurah comes in very, slides into home plate number Gimel, he says, the chol mashiyesh le'acher es Havdalah b'tzias hayom ha'achrin lo. And that's the same as the principle that we saw in the Baragola of Lafuki Yoma Machrinon. So to extend the Shabbos is great. You know, we have no objection to postponing Avdolah and extending the Shabbos. Alright, let's look at Sif Beis. Omer ala nisim balaila ubayom. So now the Mechaber is interesting in comparing the two kriyos of the Megillah. Is there any discrepancy between the two? Balayla ubayom. So he says that as far as Al-Nisim is concerned, there is no discrepancy. Now Al-Nisim obviously is in Tefillah. It's in the Brach of Modim. And we're going to recite this both Balayla ubayom. Now he's not talking about benching, I don't think. He's talking about Tefillah. Presumably the same principle would apply to Birkas HaMazon as well. That doesn't mean that if you omitted Al Anisim, you'd have to repeat Shemon Esrei or repeat Birkas HaMazon. In fact, the Rambam is very outspoken about this. He says, Vim lo amoro, ein machzirin oso. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number Dalet here, which is in the bottom right, going on to the top left. Afilu im hikdim lispalel arvis kodim yitzesakochav. In other words, it's not halacha in Yom Purim, or Zman Purim, it's halacha in the tefillah. The tefillah of arvis is already a tefillah of Purim on that night. Therefore, it requires al-anisim. Now, the Sharatzion in number Vav tells you that what we just saw is the Mishnah Berurah's own insight, his own chidush, that you can add al anisim and you will add al anisim to arvis even if you pray al arvis before nightfall.
It would be no different than this is
Shabbat.
We're talking about
it. Right. He says, "Kein nira l'anius daiti." You see that Shartzi in three lines up from the bottom of the page. So basically he's saying that this is halacha in tefillah, that tefillah does not have to require absolute nightfall. You could be makdim tefillas arvis after plaga mincha, and for sure we have to add all the azkaras of that day, let's say Yalav Yovo or Al Anisim. That's what we have over here. Again, one could ostensibly have argued that Al-Anisim requires the Yom of Purim, and it's not yet Purim. Like, for example, we don't eat the matzah or eat the carbon pesach before Laila. Even if he davens Maariv earlier, he's not going to be able to sit down and be in the midst of matzah until Laila. Maybe we should apply the same logic to Purim, but the answer is no, Purim doesn't have a specific requirement of Laila, and therefore it depends upon Maariv. Once you initiate Purim with Maariv, you'll recite Al-Anisim. It's a big chiddush. Now the Rambam says, what happens if he accidentally omitted Al-Anisim? In lo amoro, ein machzirin oso. Generally, the rule is that if the day is not endowed with Kiddush Sayom, then the Askara is not critical. And Purim is not endowed with Kiddush Sayom. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, Eimach Zirin Oso. Le'inyan al Anisim Bevirkas Amozen Ayin Lekamon. So we have this question about al Anisim, either in Tefillah or in Berurah Samozen, is it critical? Okay, sorry.
It's going to be late, because the mitzvah of the Suda. Right,
that's interesting, because the mitzvah of Suda is only by Yom. So you would argue that al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon at night is a foreign element. You know, Bishlam in Tefillah, it's the entire Purim. But as far as Suda and the separate mitzvah of being Kovea, Suda al Pas, if that applies to Purim, that's only by day. I mean, we could take a quick look. It's only one page away. Tafresh Tzadi Hey Siv Gimel, I guess two pages. And he says, Omer al Anisim Birkas HaMazon Sudasa by Yom. That's already an interesting case where he started Suda on the day of Purim. But let's just see quickly, Tesvav, if he says anything. Yeah, where does he talk about Lilo? Hiskel Sudasa by Yom. I didn't see it so far. So I guess we'll wait till we get up to it. Yeah? Alright, let's go on. And the Ramah finishes up and he says, Ein omer mal anisim rak b'yom yudalid avalo b'tesvav. Well, that's interesting. Why should tesvav for the krochim? Maybe he's not talking about the krochim, he's talking about the prozim. Avon says the Mishnah Berurah Vav, Ein o shayach zeh Li also hayom. I think zeh means this prozi is not shayach to tesvav. Hareisha lo me'ein ha'ma'orav avehefsik b'tfil miru ma'moro emachzirin oso to mikomakom yekis k'tzas shayach l'sviyom ve'elu krochim hasfekos in ha'mukofos choma omer malanisim b'tfil b'shnei hayom. Wow, shnei hayom. So here's an interesting quiz question. Who would be in the category of reciting Al Anisim on both Yudalit and Tesvav? It would be a Sofek. The Ein Zeh Hefseh Kevet Shemi Sofek Omra. Shachris Mashkivin Lebeis HaMedrash Ein Lach Lotz HaTfilim Afkshe Hispal Lukvar Aliachar Kriyas HaMegillah Tashinim Yikor Eilu Tfilim. This is also another indication that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a foreign element, it's part of Tefillah. And Tefillin is to be worn during Kriyas HaMegillah. Now, if Tefillin is Halacha in Tefillah, why does he have to keep on his Tefillin when he's reading the Megillah? And I have a suspicion it's only during the day. I mean, Tefillah is only by day by definition, but it's because the Kriyas HaMegillah by day is integrated into the fabric of Kriyas HaTorah, and Torah is integrated into the fabric of Tefillah, and Tefillah requires Tefillah. It's a whole Chagadah.
On the other hand, Megillah, sometimes it's Halem, when you take off Tefillah for
Oh, that's a good point. That if you want to say that we have Pascal like Rav Nachman, who says Kriyas Zui Hilula, that Kriyas HaMegillah is a substitute for Hallel, so that you certainly want to keep your tefillin on for Hallel. I mean, nobody takes their tefillin off for Hallel, and therefore you want to keep your tefillin on while you read the Megillah. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. But again, that would only be during the day, because Kriyas Zui Lul only applies to Megillah by day. There's no Hal at night. Then he writes the following. Ubelel Yudalid, Afal Pishalo Koru Amagilo Dayan. They're not yet up to reading the Megillah, right? Because Arvis comes before the reading of the Megillah. Omer al Anisim b'tfilas Arvis. Don't think that we have to wait until after Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is like Kiddush. You know, in Kiddush, we recite Kiddush in Arvis, and then it makes sense to daven a Shmon Esrei of Shabbos because we already have recited Kiddush. That's integrated into the fabric of Shmon Esrei. In the case of Purim, we don't have a formal Kiddush over a Kos, or even in Shmon Esrei. So one could have argued that Kriyas HaMegillah itself is the Kiddush. And that's what sanctifies the day as the day of Purim. And therefore, in Tefillah Shmon Esrei, you can only say Al HaNisim if the day has been sanctified with Kedushas Purim. And that has to be delayed until after he reads the Megillah. That's in the Hanavim. And the Maskana is, no, even if he hasn't yet read the Megillah, he will in fact recite Al HaNisim in Tefillah Arvis before the Megillah. Either because you don't need Kiddush, it's just a din in Tefillah, and the Tefillah itself is a Tefillah's Arvis, which is now Purim, and therefore he requires Al HaNisim. Maybe there is no such thing as Kiddush on Purim. Maybe Purim is not endowed with any sort of Kiddush Sayyom, and therefore the day begins with Lila. You know, as soon as it's time for Ma'ariv, it's Purim. And if it's Purim, then you recite Al HaNisim in Tefillah. But the Havamini is really fascinating, that you should not recite Al HaNisim in Ma'ariv until after you read the Megillah. Which means that whatever status the day of Purim has, it's initiated by Megillah reading. So let's say, for example, a person reads the Megillah in the middle of the night, then the entire first half of that night would not be Purim, because he needs Megillah to initiate Purim. Well, maybe it should depend upon the Tzibur. Once the Tzibur has recited Megillah, that itself initiates the day of Purim for everyone, even for someone who was outside and didn't hear the Megillah reading. All this, again, is only in the Havam, that Megillah reading initiates the day of Purim. But the Maskana might be, no, nightfall, or to say it more meticulously, Ma'ariv initiates Purim. Tefillas Arvis initiates Purim. Sif Gimel, Ein Karim Bo Halil V'Ein Noflin Al Pnei. There is no Halil on Purim. The Gemara gives three explanations why there's no Halil on Purim. One explanation is because it's in Chutzlarts. We don't recite Halil on a Nes in Chutzlarts. The other explanation is because Akati Avdi Dachashverish Anan, that the Geula of Purim was not a complete Geula, because we're still under the dominion of Achashverosh. And the third answer is because Kriyas HaZui Hilula and the reading of the Megillah itself is a substitute for Halel. Now, when the Machaber says Ein Karen Bo Halel, he might be saying that they never made a Takon of Halel with regard to Purim, which would mean that, let's say we accept Rav Nachman, Kriyas HaZui Hilula, there's no takon of a separate formal halel as one of the days that require halel, but rather the form of kiyum is just simply reading the Megillah. And they never established halel on Purim. If that be the case, then this is not like the Me'iri. The Me'iri says if you don't have a Megillah, you should recite halel. But that's not so according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber simply says Ein Karim Bo Halel. This is not a time period that's appropriate for halel. The Mishnah Berurah in Numbers Zion says the Mishnah Mitzvah is Mitzrayim reading Hallelujah, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. And this is coming to exclude Avdei Paro. So what are we saying over here in terms of Hallel? One way of saying it is that there is a Chiyuv Hallel, but the Megillah replaces Halel. If you don't have a Megillah, the Miri's right, then you should cite Halel. The other way of saying is that they never made a Takana of Halel on Purim. And the reason for that is because, let's say, Akati Avdi Da Chashver Shanan, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, we cannot recite Halelukah Alu Avdei Hashem because we're still Avodim LaAvodim. And the Mishnah Berurah here doesn't comment, as he usually does, quoting the Meiri. Here, I don't know, for some reason, I don't see that he quotes the Meiri, that there could be halal on Purim, according to the Meiri, because there's no, you don't have a Megillah. The Mechaber doesn't seem to assume so. Then the Mechaber says, V'ein noflin al pneihem. Now, what days or time periods is he referring to here? So, if I didn't know better, I would have said that he's referring to Yudalid and not Tesvav. Is there a Nefilas Apayim on the 15th of Adar, or is there not? So he says, Ein Noflim Al Pneim. What the Mechaber L'Chora means is on Yudalid. Let's just think. Omer Al Nisim Balayla Ubayom. That's only on Yudalit. Avalob Tesvav. Ah, see, but it's not fair what I just said, because it's only the Ramah who excludes Al Anisim on the 15th of Adar. We don't know what the Mechaber would say about that. Although, in the Mechaber base, he says Al Anisim Alaylu B'Yom, you get the impression it's only one day. And the Ramah, fleshes this out. He says Avalob Tesvav. If you accept that that's the interpretation of the Mechaber, and that's certainly the view of the Ramah, then you might wonder about Ein Noflin Al Pneim, would that apply to Tesvav? If Al Anisim doesn't apply in Tesvav, then maybe Ein Noflin Al Pneim doesn't apply to Tesvav. But I think that's wrong, because take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Ches, which goes on to page 319. And he says v'shnei yimei Purim, that on both days of Purim we exclude tachnu. And then the Rabbi adds v'ein omrim l'manatzeach, we exclude l'manatzeach v'keler chapayim. All these are excluded on Purim. Which day of Purim? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. He says v'shnei yimei Purim mishum detziv ba tzara v'tzara bepurim lo mat kerinon. In other words, both Lamanatseach and even the Nefilas Apayim itself indicates some sort of sadness on our part, some sort of anguish. That's not appropriate for Purim. But what I thought what the Mishnah Berurah would tell me was that there's a din of Simcha on both days of Purim, which would avoid any contact with Tzara, as in the case of the Nefilas Apayim and Lamanatseach, Kel Rechman. Yeah, but I don't see that in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah only goes as far as to say that we have to leave out Lamanatseach because of the Tzara. He doesn't point out that both days of Purim are days of Simcha. I would have said that it's Simcha for those who live in the unwalled cities on Yudalit. It's Simcha for those who live in the walled cities on Tesvav. But now he's saying no, that on both days we exclude something that's antithetical to Simcha, whether it be Nefilas Apayim or Lamanatseach. And now we're up to Kriyas HaTorah. That's Sif number Dalet. He says, Motzin Sefer Torah, v'korim v'parshas v'yovo amolek, v'yafal pisha ein bo ela tisha psukim. Normally we require a minimum of 10, but here it's chad in yono. Anyway, koflin posuk achra k'dei l'ashlim l'asar psukim. So we read the last posuk twice. And the Ramah says, "V'yen amidik lichpol posuk achra shela parasha." We don't have this minhag that's codified here by the Shulchan Aruch.
Megillah reading is first, and then Kriyas HaTorah.
No. No, I think first is Kriyas HaTorah, as far as I know.
Right, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
I'm just curious the order of the.
Yeah, I don't have it to you in the Siddur because I don't know where to find it, but it should be.
Yeah, I was confused because he addresses the Great Sacred Torah after.
And the last thing the Mechaber says is, "V'korna Megillah v'achkach Seder Kiddusha," and then we'll discuss the issue of Mila. That's the Ramah. But just as far as the Mechaber is concerned, number one, Motziim Sefer Torah. The Korban Parshas by Yovo Amolek. Now, how does this apply to a person who finds himself, it's like, what would be the case? Let's see. Oh, you have a Yerushalmi who's in Tel Aviv for tefillah, but he intends to come back to Yerushalayim. So he's going to observe Tesvav with the rest of the Krachim. Of course, it's in Yerushalayim, Kefas Chom. But yet, in the place where he is, in Tel Aviv, they're reading the Parsha here. What should he do? Yeah, take a look in the Shari Tshuva. He writes on the third line, Ben Krach, fourth line, Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir, V'dayta Lachzor, V'zmai Kriyas HaMegillah, V'dayim Yom Tetzvom Shlo, Shalaz Einu Chayv Likros B'Yudalev, V'vizpal V'vizh HaKnesem HaTzivur, Yochol Lalos B'tor Parshas B'Yom HaMolech. Right, this has to be taken under advisement in the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, because he's saying that even though he's not chayv in that kriya, but nevertheless he can get an aliyah. And he says afal pi she'ein olav hayom chiyuv. So that's an interesting discussion here about whether you can get an aliyah if you're a Yerushalmi and it's not Purim for you, but they want to call you up and give you an aliyah and tell him. He says it's okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Tess writes, Ad Midor Dor. So that, I believe, is the end of the parasha. We can look it up. And he says, V'omrim Chatzi Kaddish. So that again supports what we said before, that the Kaddish Tiskabel is going to be postponed until after the entire Kriyas HaMegillah. And after Asher Yevolitzion, I mean the Viata Kodosh. So therefore, when you're wedging in between Kriyas HaParsha, in this case Bishalach, and Kriyas HaMegillah, don't recite a full Kaddish, because that would be a hefsek. You should recite a chatzi Kaddish. Actually, this Shabbos we're going to read about a Molech, this coming Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. Right, and the parasha ends with the words Midor Dor. So you have to read the entire parasha. Now he says that the parasha only counts 9 psukim. Normally we have a minimum of 10 psukim. But again, if it's a full inyan and it completes the whole theme, then you could do away with 9. You could do with 9 psukim. So it'll be 3, 3, and 3. Because again, there's another halacha that each aliyah should have a minimum of 3 psukim. Now the Ramos says that we don't repeat the last pasuk. Afakav the Kaimelon says the Mishnah Berurah the eight pasuk may asar pasukim hech the salt in shiny. Okay, I didn't cheat. And then he says v'korin amagilu b'vachim achrel birchas aravas rivenu utzrifin kulam l'shma brach. Not sure what he's coming to exclude here. I think what he's saying here is that the Ravas Rivenu is a Chovas Yachid. It's not a Chovas Tzibu. So yes, you better hear the bracha. Yesh Ravonu Omisha Oz Kaddish Achar Siyum HaMegillah V'Eino Nochom. What does he mean? Yesh Me'ahamonim. He means before the bracha of Haravas Rivenu? That would be a strange minute. Alright, let's talk a little bit about Mila, and then we'll make a siyum on Siman, a very short Siman, Tafresh Sadigim. The Ramah says, Kishyesh Mila Bepurim. So let me just guess, you know, for the fun of it, what the halacha is. When should the Mila be performed? Should we postpone until after Kriyas HaMegillah? Should we postpone until after Kriyas HaTorah? And I'm going to suggest that we wait until after Kriyas HaMegillah, because Lishitasi, my opinion is that Kriyas HaMegillah is part and parcel of Kriyas HaTorah. It's one extended unit, an entity that should not be broken up. Let's see what he said. Sheish mil b'pur b'al matino kodem kriyas ha-megillah. See, because the Ramah doesn't have my understanding. The Ramah is of the opinion that the Kaddish Tiskabel is going to be recited after Tefillah or after Kriyas HaTorah. Ah, but we said that that's only at night, but during the day we said that everyone would agree that the Kaddish Tiskabel is postponed until after Kriyas HaMegillah. That's as far as Shacharis is concerned. Now, if we assume that the Ramah accepts that, and again, he's quoting, the Mishnah is quoting the Prima Gadin, then I would say the Milo likewise should be after Kriyas HaMegillah. If you postpone Kaddish Tiskabel until after the Megillah, then you should postpone the Milo until after the Megillah. Let's see if the Berhetev has anything here. What's this hay? Where is that hay? Can you find it? Oh, Kozen. Oh, there it is. He says the Siv is Sason Zu Mila. It says like Hudim Haisa Ora Vesimcha Vesason Viakar. So he seems to identify Mila as Sason, Viakar as Kriyasan. Is Kriyas HaMegillah? I don't know. Once again, I would argue that the Milah should be recited, it should be performed after Kriyas HaMegillah, after Kaddish Tiskabel. Let's look at the Mishnah. Buri says, "V'asmatul is in the tziv la'yehudim ha'isa'or v'simcha v'sasam v'sasam v'ramez ha'am Milah." Yes, so therefore what? Rabbi Chodesh Kosov, the Yaktim, oh! The Yaktim Kriyas HaMegillah, oh, I'm excited.
Where did you
just read from? Mishnah Ruyud Beis. Sorry. Ah, also the Gaon is surprised. So both the Pre-Chodesh and the Gaon are probably arguing what we argued, that Kriyas HaMegillah in the daytime is integrated into the fabric of Kriyas HaTorah, and the two of them together are integrated into the fabric of Tefillah. So there's no point in wedging the Milah in between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Megillah, because Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah are one extended entity. And that's why Kaddish Tiskabel will be postponed until after Kriyas HaMegillah, because you're talking about an entity that's part of Tefillah. So look, we have the Pre-Chadosh and the Gaon. Those are two major poskim that we can rely on. And postpone the Milah until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And of course, Kaddish Tiskabel.
But in practice, I think that's what we do at the end. But usually, Ashkenazim passing.
Usually what?
Usually, Ashkenazim passing by the Ramah.
Against the Mechaber, but not. We don't know what the Mechaber's view here is. We're dealing with Ashkenazic poskim, and then the Ramah is obviously a very important, probably the most important, but not if he's outnumbered by people like the Gaon and the Prima Gaon. Now, let's take a quick peek at the Ver Alocha here. Motziim Sefer Torah. Hino Tosus v'Megillah Kosu D'ein Machzir HaSefer Tolem Komo El Yoshev Esok Achik Koros HaMegillah. Oh, here's another proof that Kriyas HaMegillah is integrated into the fabric of Kriyas HaTorah. We're not going to return the Torah until after we finish the Megillah. V'Levush Mashma D'Machzir HaSefer Tolem Komo V'Yaka Koros HaMegillah. Again, the same issue. Do we see Kriyas HaMegillah as a separate independent issue in Kiyum of Pirsum HaNes? Well, no, it's Kriyas HaTorah no less than the Kriyas HaParasha. And then Afkamina now is whether or not we should return the Sefer Torah before Kriyas HaMegillah or wait till after Kriyas HaMegillah. Akach Motsasi Bebeis Meir Vizel Lashon Rahina Yeser HaPosim Yishmitu Dimei HaTosus Shmamino Dolo Sfira Luhu. The Yoratam, it should the Oches Wow. So the Beis Meir has a whole other technical reason why we should return the Sefer Torah before Kriyas HaMegillah. So again, according to Lavush, we return the Sefer Torah before Kriyas HaMegillah. What's the Beis Meir saying? That we will return the Sefer Torah before Megillah, and the reason for that is because he won't be able to concentrate in his tefillah. I'm saying there are two ways of understanding why we should postpone returning the Sefer Torah till after Kriyas HaMegillah, as opposed to the Tosus, who says no, let's return it immediately after Kriyas HaTorah. One way of understanding it is because Kriyas HaMegillah itself is part of Kriyas HaTorah. It's a hemshek. It's like Maftir Benovim. The other way of explaining is because we're nervous about the person who's going to have to hold the Sefer Torah. And that's more of a technical reason. You follow that even though the Beis Meir is saying that fundamentally, conceptually, he should be returning the Sefer Torah only after Kriyas HaMegillah, but how's he going to hear the Megillah when he's nervous about the Sefer Torah that he's holding? So they cut it short, so to speak. You know, they cut it. Okay, let's make a note that tomorrow is the Shemar of Kafrei Sadi Dalit Dimos Purim La'aniyah. And that's it. That's what we have for today.